Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Today we're discussing a couple different subjects. Manhattan Fire Department will join us at around 9:35 this morning. But we start off, as we do every couple weeks here on Wednesday, with USD 383 Manhattan Ogden Schools. And our guests today include Superintendent Dr. Marvin Wade. Good morning.
Morning, Brandon.
And Board Member Kristen Brighton is also joining us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Pleasure to have you both on this morning. The school district, school board has their meeting tonight, a couple of meetings, the regular business meeting is at 6:30, but then at 5:30, preceding that meeting is a boundary adoption public comment period, and that is that has to do with redistricting, which is going to take up probably a large chunk of the meeting here tonight. Is that right, Dr. Wade?
I think so, Brandon. I think that that's a reasonable understanding, considering this has been a four plus year process, and we're down to a point now where it's the proposal is being presented to the board tonight for the first reading. And then it's important for listeners to know too that this is the first time for the board to take action on it. And then we will come back 2 weeks from now. We call it A1 and A2. Action one would be tonight, and then action two would be 2 weeks from tonight. So tonight's not going to be the final vote of the board on this topic. But we will start with the public comment section at 5:30. And then, as you said, and this will be at Robinson Education Center like usual. And it'd be 5:30 to 6:30 would be the public comments, and 6:30 would start our regular meeting. And I know President Coleman is going to lay out almost like some guidelines, some ground rules for the public comment piece, because what we want to do is have everybody that is there and wants to have an opportunity to speak to be able to speak. So we tentatively plan on having a sign-up sheet as people come into the building, that those that want to speak. We'll ask people to avoid redundancy if somebody speaks and they've heard somebody prior to them make comments that they were planning on making, if they'd refrain from making the same comment again, in order to help expedite the process. We'll probably have, if there's a group of people to speak on the same concerns, the same, whether it's criticisms or compliments, whatever it is, if there's a group coming that if they could identify a spokesperson or two, we can give them a little bit extra time. But we are going to be, holding to the 3 minutes per speaker. And probably, when it's 2 minutes, 30 seconds, say you've got 30 seconds to wrap up. Because also too, social distancing is a factor for us, that we, just like other places, we need to keep our distance. People need to wear their masks. There'll be a limited number of people that'll be able to come into our actual boardroom. So we'll have to make some adjustments with all of this, but we do, just like we have all along the process, we want to hear from people. To be truthful, I doubt there's going to be anything that we hear tonight that would be the first time we've heard it. But I mean, that's one of the reasons we're doing this, would be if there is something new, because we've looked at a lot of things through this process. And again, 5:30 to 6:30 is the public comments. Then the board meeting later in the meeting, we'll have that first reading of the actual recommendation for our new boundaries for next year. That's a mouthful, I know, but there's a lot to it.
Sure. Well, can you talk a little bit to the recommendation that's being considered here tonight, what it entails for some of the patrons who live in the district?
Yes. I'll start with the end, and that's that there's been different options presented out there, and people can go to our website and see all the history of this and the current options, but there are different options. Option four is the option that's being recommended. It's been recommended by the boundary team and is supported by administration going to the board. It would be option four. It's one of several different options that took into consideration the priorities identified by the board, the input from the community, the input from the firm that we contracted with to do the work for boundaries. So anybody that's been following along with this, it is option four that's being recommended, because it's not perfect, it best meets the needs and priorities that have been identified up to this point in time.
Brandon, if I could just add, I just like to remind people, sometimes we get caught up into the which street and which school goes here and all the particulars, and we lose track of the big picture. But ultimately, we are doing our school bond issue and moving these boundaries because our buildings are too full. Most of our elementary schools, other than Ogden, are way over capacity. And through this process of moving all the sixth graders to the middle schools, and then building Oliver Brown out east of the river, is creating more space. So ultimately, everybody wins, because we have some schools that have 25 to 30 kids in the classroom, and our goal is to get those numbers down so teachers have more time to spend with each student. So while there may be a few people who are disappointed or unhappy where they're ending up, ultimately, everybody is going to win out of the outcome of these redrawing the boundaries.
Oh, yeah, and thank you for saying that, Vice President Brighton, because sometimes we, you know, I began with the end and didn't go back to the beginning of, you know, this has been four and a half year process of having a firm. We knew there were issues with our boundaries. That always occurs over time when there's growth. And it's been, I think the last time we did the elementary boundaries was 2012. So back in 2016, we contracted with the firm that this is what they specialize in. They came in, they studied our, and this was part of our bond campaign, was to come in and look at where is our population, what are our facilities, the shape of the facilities, where do we need to make improvements, what's the projections for growth in the future, looking at all of those things initially as part of the bond, so we could identify these are the areas we have to address when we go to the voters with that vote. So, you know, they gave us the initial work that went into our master plan. It's, you know, it's evolved from there with the master plan, with them continuing to come back every year and looking at our growth, again, with the goal of trying to balance the classroom sizes, the building sizes, not just now, but for the future, knowing certain areas are going to grow more than others, fitting it with that master plan. And also, you know, one of the things that's been, I think, a little bit contentious for people would be the demographic consideration. Sometimes people think you say this is the school, you draw a circle around it and say anybody in that circle goes to that school. And while that sounds like a good solution initially, I mean, that was my initial thought too, would be, I want people to be able to walk to their schools. I want them to go to the school that's closest to them, build that sense of neighborhood. But there's a lot of other factors that come in. And some of it is that demographics of balancing across the district. That was not the primary concern, but that was one of the concerns. And as Kristen said, getting the class sizes down now and in the future in a safe environment was a big part of this whole conversation.
I know you've gotten a lot of feedback on this issue here from parents and concerns and such, and there's no decision that's going to be 100% for everybody, but it sounds like the biggest concern has been coming on the western side of Manhattan from residents who live over there, maybe not wanting to have their students bussed all the way over to Ogden. Is that fair to say? And what will this this recommendation, how will that alleviate some of that?
That was one of the earlier conversations that we had, was that one of the options that was floated and discussed by the committee, and we got a lot of input from the community on, like you said, would be to expand the boundaries of Ogden Elementary to send additional students down there, because right now it's underutilized compared to some of our other schools. And with the conversations that occurred after that, it was decided that that would not be the best approach at this point in time. So that when a second round of options came out, that was taken off of the table.
Okay. Well, it's going to be an interesting conversation again here tonight. A lot of public comment probably going to be coming in here. And, you know, I think one thing that kind of gets maybe overlooked here is the middle school boundaries. How is that going to be impacted by whatever the decision is here tonight?
Well, the proposal right now for the middle school boundaries, and again, there were a lot of different considerations, but basically it would be the schools that are feeders to Anthony Middle School would stay in place with the addition of Woodrow Wilson going to Anthony. And then at Eisenhower, Oliver Brown would be a feeder for Eisenhower. So the other schools would remain as they have been in terms of feeders.
Okay.
And for people listening, that would be, for Anthony, it would be, let's see, Ogden, Frank Bergman, Marlatt, Amanda Arnold, and Woodrow Wilson would be at Anthony. Then Eisenhower would be Theodore Roosevelt, Blumont, Lee, Northview, and Oliver Brown. I'm pretty sure that's all of them.
Yeah.
I think you got them all.
I think so. I was counting on my hands as I was going through, make sure I got them all there.
Very good. So more, kind of more of a, I guess, maybe not a perfect, but pretty close to a perfect east-west split there between the two.
Pretty close, yes.
All right. Sounds good. Well, that'll be a big discussion here at the meeting tonight. Got to take a break, but we'll come back. We'll talk about some other things going on here with the school district. We'll take your calls if you've got any here at 785-537-1350. In Focus continues after this on KMAN.